future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Before we jump into today's show, I just want to mention our sponsors and our good friend over at Everpedia. Everpedia, if you don't know, is the world's largest encyclopedia on the blockchain. Everpedia's IQ token network is the world's first encyclopedia that allows anyone to become a stakeholder in the system and earn rank, reward, and tokens for creating content. So the next time you want some factual information, don't use Wikipedia. Make sure to use Everpedia, everyone's encyclopedia. You can visit them at www.everpedia.org. I'm super pumped to talk about today's topics. We're going to be discussing in detail how mergers and acquisitions will look in the crypto space or the blockchain space as well. And, you know, what it really means for a project to be taken over, what it means for a token holder and potential ways they could be doing so. This is something we haven't really seen yet. I mean, we've seen collaborations, we've seen partnerships. We haven't seen, one company looking to basically take over another company and using crypto to do so. We haven't seen that yet. So this is going to be really interesting and exciting. I'm really interested to hear your thoughts on this as well. So remember, as always, leave a comment in our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, you know it makes sense. If you are a new listener, welcome to the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. We have been blowing up in listenership recently, so that is great. Thank you all so much for subscribing. Means a lot to us. We've really been taken aback by the amount of subscribers we've been getting recently. So thank you all so much. And if you are a regular listener, welcome back. It's great to have you back. So with that in mind, here's what's been going down in the last 24 hours in the crypto and blockchain space. From a price action perspective, it's been to the downside in the last couple of days, especially the last 24 hours, going from $124 billion market cap down to $121 billion. I think it's really interesting. I don't think we've really bottomed out yet in the bear market that we're in. We're hearing more and more positive stories coming out, which is great. But, you know, when is this going to bottom out? Are we near the bottom, or is this going to half from here? As Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SDK Crypto, says, you know, it's completely possible that this halves from where we currently at in market cap perspective. And it really is. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot happening. But more importantly, the technology, the underlying tech is getting better and better by the day. That's something that we're going to be briefing you guys on in the next couple of days. We're going to get some speakers on the show as well to kind of brief you guys of where we're currently at with regards to different protocols and really taking a deep dive on that. So a new tokenized securities trading platform has been released. I believe it's been licensed in Belarus. It's going to be trading security tokens, starting with over 150 instruments. The company plans to issue over 10,000 tokens, which will track the underlying prices of equities, indices, and commodities. So it's been really interesting to see how much demand there really is for that. In general, there's definitely high demand, but you know, for people to then buy a token to do that, it'll be interesting to see how that takes off. Is the STO space overhyped? I'm really interested to see some great projects delivering on that. So this is something that, you know, we're definitely keeping a close eye on over here. LedgerX launches benchmark volatility index. So LedgerX, the CFTC regulated digital currency clearinghouse and options exchange, has announced the launch of LedgerX volatility index. And the ticker for that is LXVX, a volatility estimate for Bitcoin based on US options trading. Really, really interesting stuff. You know, one step closer for institutional capital to enter into the space. Extremely positive. I think it'll be really interesting to see how this kind of marks volatility and how it's going to track it as well. So I'm really interested to learn more about that. And we're going to get someone who's more up to speed on that matter on the show as well. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's get on to the next part of the show. Before we jump into today's topic, I just want to remind you, this is not financial or trading advice. This is just our own in-house view here at SVK Crypto. So with that in mind, let's talk business. Let's get into it. So hostile takeovers are coming to a blockchain near you. So mergers and acquisitions are things which leave traditional bankers frothing at the mouth. They salivate at the thought of all the money that can be made. The excitement of the chase, the opportunity to see their names in the lights. So this all made all the more exciting when the company you want to acquire doesn't welcome your advances. Instead of inviting the seduction, they batten down the hatches and mobilize their heavies to repel the unworthy suitor. As such, the hostile takeover has become a pop culture myth. Stories of success on both sides of the lines become war stories which inform future battles. The precedents set in these dictate the way future battles are fought. Participants wear the scars proudly for all to see. But let's talk about blockchain. So could it happen in the blockchain space? And if so, how? A blockchain is obviously a public ledger detailing the historic transactions on a blockchain. How can this be acquired, muted, or deleted? The fact that there is a historical trail begs the question of how that could ever be muted or the value contained within eroded. What follows might be somewhat sci-fi in the assumption it makes, but the basis of it grounded within the typical happenstances of the current economic model, I think is a fair to assume that tricks and methodologies that are applicable now will equally be as effective in a new economic paradigm. Ultimately, the physics of the market are the same, even if transactions occur over different exchange mediums. So how a blockchain acquisition could occur? So blockchain A could incentivize the holders of blockchain B to dump them in exchange for new coins in the blockchain A at a discounted rate, a hostile takeover which boosts the value of the acquirer's market share. This would effectively let companies acquire competing blockchain users, expanding the size of the acquiring blockchain by creating significantly more nodes in the system. This would work by eliminating competition, particularly for blockchains undertaking similar proof-of-work or proof-of-service mining algorithms. So the above works for both hostile takeovers or mergers. Only the terms for mergers would be far more clear. Holders of that coin in the two separate blockchains would forfeit the tokens for a new super token in the newly combined blockchain. This would use smart contracts to distribute the correct volume of coins to each of the two sets of coin holders at the correct rates. Another method could be the Trojan horse method, let's call it that, where a large number of users infiltrate a coin, buying up assets with a view of a 51% attack on that blockchain. It could be achieved. The blockchain would be forced to conform to the expectation of the new majority stakeholders. From there, they would be able to merge with any blockchain of their preference. And by the way, that isn't applicable to all blockchains out there. But you know, those who are susceptible to that, it's definitely possible to make happen. So increasingly, this will become reality. And unlike traditional stocks, where the majority rules, individuals could make the decision which best support the economic interest to participate. They don't need a whole blockchain transition through merger. Acquiring blockchains could incentivize small number of holders in the target blockchain to transfer to their system, effectively burning coin in the first blockchain while significantly reducing the chain's mining power. Unlike forks, mergers and acquisitions can occur one by one. Each holder has the choice of what to do with their coins. So think of a coin as a target for acquisition. Imagine each individual as an entity who can join the new conglomerate. So a blockchain can be significantly weakened by picking off a few users at a time. The effect of this would be to cause others to be less certain in the allocation of computing power or the upkeep of that blockchain. So once that occurs, the whole system itself falls like a house of cards. But, you know, to go on the other side here, you know, it's if you have developers building out on a blockchain or on a protocol that they believe in, it would be extremely hard to just drag people away for the highest dollar, because for a lot of people, it's not about the monetary value of each token. It's really about the future applications of that. So, you know, what we're trying to do is really trying to figure out, you know, potential ways to acquire or to have a merger or to a hostile takeover, if you like. And, you know, the space will definitely see that. You know, in the dot-com bubble, you saw that, you know, huge valuations of companies, takeovers. So, you know, the blockchain space is going to see that as well. But, you know, a lot of them aren't structured correctly for that. Like, you see a lot of blockchain projects out there that won't be able to give equity away. So they won't be able to, the way they're structured would either be, let's say they're structured in Switzerland with a foundation, which means they don't have any equity, which means there's nothing to buy. So the only way to really acquire is to acquire tokens. sure, you can acquire tokens via USD, but you know, the company itself might not hold the majority of tokens. The token holders probably do. So then you have to find out who are the token holders. And like a lot, as I said, maybe the majority of the network might not want to sell. They love the protocol. They're building out the protocol. It's working perfectly fine. So there's many challenges to this as well. Like, we haven't had clear guidelines yet of how that would actually work in the real life use and the ability to do so, how that would look. But I personally see mergers and acquisitions being a big part of crypto. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see that come through. Do I think that we're going to have hostile takeovers in the next couple of years? Probably not. But we're definitely going to see some type of participation between two different protocols. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that will work, how that will look, and how the community respond. Because at the end of the day, the power is in the community itself, not the monetary value one would put towards a blockchain. It'd be the value of the community and how they see the blockchain, how they value it. But it's interesting as well. Like, you, at the minute, you'd probably say if a company was looking to acquire a blockchain company and you couldn't go in via an equity type investment, you couldn't invest into cash or with USD or whatever fiat you wanted to invest into the project. I think that, you know, right now it'd probably limit the project itself. But then again, on the other hand, if you believe in the space, you'd look, let's say, in the next couple of years and be like, well, you know, we believe that token usage is going to be embedded and become, you know, more adopted by, you know, institutional type players. So really, it's of benefit. And if you actually look down our roadmap, we see that happening as well. So, I mean, there's many sides to the argument here. And this is something that fascinates me. And it's something that I'm definitely intrigued by. But, you know, it's interesting as well, because everyone's kind of moved away from the token model where, you know, a straight ICO, whereby what I mean by that is that there'll be a foundation and, you know, there's no USD or whatever fiat you're looking to invest into the project. You know, people have moved into kind of the venture side, you know, like an actual structure and having a seed round and, you know, kind of doing a more venture style setup and really opening their opportunity up to more, whereby before they're kind of limiting it to large ETH holders or kind of like pools of people getting in and flipping it, which probably wasn't, it's not the best thing for a project sustainability within the ecosystem. A lot of projects fell into that kind of trap where they wanted to raise 20,000 ETH, but then again, you know, they didn't really want everyone to sell, because if they didn't get listed on a decent exchange in time, people really wanted to get out because there was other opportunities in the space. So listen, let me know your thoughts on this. This is something that we're looking to cover more and more. I'm going to get more and more guests onto the podcast to really discuss this as well, because this is something that I believe we should talk about and really discuss. And I'm really interested to hear everyone else's views and opinions on this. So if you haven't already, join our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. That's where it goes down. That's where you can catch myself and the rest of the SVK crypto team on. If you have any further questions or queries, feel free to email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Also, if you haven't already, sign up for our event that's coming up very quickly. It's going to be on the 29th of January at WeWork in Bishopsgate. It's going to be a free event. The event's going to be titled Blockchain in 2019, What You Need to Know. We're going to be doing all the hard work. We're going to be preparing all the notes. All you need to do is rock up, have a great time, ask as many questions as possible to myself and the speakers. Regarding speakers, we're going to have Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, Oliver Mayer, our in-house blockchain analyst here at SVK Crypto, and we have a few more that we're going to be announcing very, very shortly as well. So really excited to be hosting this event. It's also, well, you know, one side of it is educational, right? You're going to learn, ask lots of questions, but, you know, another part of it is really bringing everyone together. As I said, this is a free event. We want everyone to come down to have a good time, to meet one another. If you want any introductions to anyone within the London crypto sphere, we're more than happy to make those. Make yourself known. We're really happy to do all that we can, because we put a lot of energy, a lot of time into our events, and we really want to make it special. We really want to make it unique. And whatever we can do for that to happen and for you guys to have a great time and to get as much value out of it, just let us know. We're here to help and we're here to add value where we can. So with that in mind, that's a wrap and I got to bounce. For any information regarding the event, hit us up on Telegram, which is SVK Crowd, or email myself, which is cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. with any other questions or queries. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. Tonight, I think some of the guys are going to go down to an event here in London town called EOS vs Ethereum. It's going to be super interesting. I'm not sure what to expect yet. I am not aware of the speakers themselves. I believe it's a new and up and coming recruiter from my understanding. So if that's of value, I'm going to definitely get some sound bites from that, get some interviews down there. As always, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. I know it's not hard. I know you can do it. So let's go. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. As always, that's a wrap.